All right, now let's take this as-isness and let's discover that if a thing will disappear, if a markup will disappear, and that too can be subjected to proof very easily, if a markup can disappear simply by creating it in the same time, in the same space, with the same energy and same mass, in other words, just repeat the postulate, you might say, if it had disappeared the second you applied as-isness, then people start avoiding as-isness in order to have an isness. And that is done by alter-isness. We have to change the character of something. We have to lie about it for it to exist. And so we get any universe being a universe of lies. Then when this universe of lies compels you to tell its truth, we can get very confused. We go back in history, we find people on every hand telling us, well, maybe there was such a person as Christ, and maybe there wasn't, and maybe he wrote this, and maybe he didn't, and maybe the material came from here and it came from there, and boy, are they giving him survival. Why? Survival itself is dependent upon alter-isness. A-L-T-E-R. Alter-isness. In order to get an as-isness to persist, it is absolutely necessary then that its moment of creation be masked. Its moment, space, mass, and energy, if duplicated, would cause that to cease to exist. The recognition of as-isness will bring about a nonness, bring about a disappearance. In other words, a return to basic postulate. Then you'd have to make the postulate all over again, and then to get it to exist any further, why, you would then have to go forward and change it in such a way that people would not actually be able to recognize its source at all. You just have to obscure the devil out of the source in order to get a persistence. You see that? You'd have to say it came from somewhere else, by somebody else. Now, you see, people have done this with such things as Dianetics. The last rave I read on this subject claimed that it was really invented in the late part of the 18th century by a guy by the name of Hickelhauser, or Purcellhauser or something. This is a fact. I mean, here we had something which could be unmocked very easily because it was set up to be unmocked. See, just set up to unmock. Very, very easy to simply say that its as-isness was such and so and so and so, and it would have practically disappeared if you'd continued to assert that its as-isness was what its as-isness was. In order to get a persistence of it, of any kind, we would have had to have done something very strange and peculiar. We would have had to have altered it. We would have had to have entered the practice of alter-isness. Now we begin alter-isness, and we have the thing persisting. Something will persist then only so long as it is not perfectly duplicated, which is to say, its as-isness isn't recognized. You see that? So that if we try to alter something bad, we'll make it persist, one way or the other. But don't think that if we're going to alter something that just as is, we will get an isness. Anytime we practice alter isness on anything, what do you know? We will get an isness, whether it's bad or good, beautiful or ugly. Whenever we practice alter isness, we are going to then get a persistence of the condition.